Yeah, ticket owner is Keith still, yes.
Yes,
All
Jai
right.
Guru.
Jaguar.
I made it in this time. You probably saw it was like in and out last week. I don't know if you noticed that, but I was trying to get in. Then I wasn't getting any sound, so I would sign off and try to figure out and come back.
Okay.
And what I found out what it was, I was doing it at home on my computer, and I didn't realize I have one of my connections was in, and I thought that was my microphone, but it wasn't. It wasn't, my microphone was not plugged.
Yeah, I saw you coming in and out, and then you didn't say anything, I think,
Yeah,
for
yeah,
most of the whole time. So,
yeah. Well, captive of my own ignorance. I am not on the present. Oh no. Well, at least not Keith. But yeah, today I was had a really good day of awareness, I guess you would call it, where I felt, I don't know, I get these like flashes in the morning, and they tell me they're like openings to something, and then I follow them, and they start informing me of true nature of what is present. Into it, and it opens a little bit more and more. And this was like the first day I was really recognizing that I am that I that I guess the way it came to me today was I am the myself. I am the self, and I could feel that undoubtedly. And it felt like really pleasant and good, and evident. I guess I could by still making observations about this sense of being, I could still come up with questions, but there was no question that that I am myself, the self, and then I did contemplation for a while, and then I decided to, well, I'll about this, so I went and Googled or got on Ramakant's site and to read some of what he says. And usually, always in the past, I can sort of, conceptually, or I trust what the guru is saying, that I am what he says, but I don't really feel it. And today I was feeling it, and then I was able to like understand everything he said. It's like, holy
Yes,
cow, that's freaking amazing. It's like,
yes. The
what the hell?
recognition and the projection. It's my story. That's how Maharaj describes this experience that you're experiencing. It's
Yeah.
it's my story. Like so many times, Guru has said, "This is I am this and this and this and this." And today, I'm actually experiencing my being, and that sense of presence is now just that selfless self-intoxication. Which
Yeah.
then you go to the video, and now it's clear because there's no Keith blocking the transmission. Because Ramakant Maharaj is not speaking to Keith.
Yeah,
It's
he's
the
speaking to himself.
listener. Exactly. The listener and the speaker are one and the same.
Yeah.
And so when you're this, you know this just I, this beingness, this presence, and now you're listening to Maharaj, it is pure and clean. And that's most beautiful.
Sure is.
And then when you say like, oh, but then I still might have questions. But if you have questions, refer to this that you are. Because you know, like if you sit here and just sit with yourself, automatically, even if a concept, okay, formless holder of this body, and this sense of presence is seeing through the body is aging, the presence is not. So when this body is no more, presence is. It just won't be seeing or experiencing itself as John or Keith or whatever. But in reality, it's not right now. Just like within the dream, you are waking up from this dream and saying, oh, although everything appeared very real and everything was like happening and all this, it wasn't true. Once you know yourself in a real sense, questions can come. Okay, question comes, but it's immediately answered. This is Maharaj says, Atman Nividam Bhakti, or something like that, where it's responding and answering within your own self. Like question comes, but oh, but how can I be this? How can I have death? How can I have birth? Because I know myself in real sense and I'm remaining with myself, the self. So when the question comes, what happens after I leave the body? The answer is, well, but this, there's no leaving the body. There's no, like, there's no in the body. Like, there's nowhere to go. It's not like this just kind of, no.
These are just limitations and projections.
In understanding. And now the understanding, the field is being cleared. So the understanding is most true that there's no limitation. Remaining with the beingness as you're speaking about, the presence, the I am, whatever you want to call that. Oh, this is myself. And there's nothing other than that. So any question I may have about anything is just a dualistic impression that can easily be erased by remaining with my selfless self. Because this sense of presence, this beingness, this selfless self is not involved in any of this. Just as in dream, you wake up from the dream. Were you involved with creating all the scenes and having all the people speak their speaking and all this stuff that was going on? And no. Nor are you like when they do a play, you know, they change the stage. And even in Saturday Night Live, they do a whole stage setting and all this kind of stuff. It's spontaneous. It's appearing out of nothing. And then it's there for a time. You wake up and you understand that everything that I was just seeing, everything that was appearing to me was only within a dream and was absolutely not true.
Yeah, and all experiences I notice have no, they have no self presence. Only I have self presence.
The experience is, yeah, there's no experience, no experiencer. The experiencer can only happen through identification with a body form in space and time, performing an action and then taking credit for it of this action. But then, as you know yourself in a real sense, but this is occurring within myself. How
You.
can Keith be taking credit for the actions that are not his? And that's where Maharaj says, like, Siddharameshwar Maharaj stamping Gomiji Ganesh on everything. And now you're questioning, why am I stamping Keith on everything in my life? Why does Keith's stamp have to be on everything in order for it to appear okay to me? No. Now you stop using the stamp. You remain with yourself as self, beingness, presence, just I, just I. It's very nice.
And then so if when you do notice yourself taking credit, you might be able to recognize you're only hurting yourself and you're only limiting yourself by doing so.
Well, you're pretending to. You're creating that this actor on the stage is me, and but it's not you. In reality, the whole play is you. So you could literally take credit for the creation of the whole world, except nothing is true. So you're taking credit for nothing.
This is pretty weird.
That's why Ranjit Maharaj talks about the zero. He used to
Zero.
tell everybody, go back to zero. They say, oh, what about this? What about that? It's zero. Nothing. There's zero. Just say it's not true because it's not true.
Yeah, that's why, I was questioning you before about this and say, well, it seems like you're living a denial of experience, but that's only from the mental perspective, of
Of
course.
course. If that's why Maharaj says if you try to use mind to figure it out, mind is going to use concepts and conceptual thinking to try and understand and explain. And that's why you cannot realize yourself through the bodily mind. You cannot, because the mind is always going to say, well, if we do this or that, or I think it's this way, but it's not quite that way, or I feel this, but sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not there. But when you remain with yourself, the self, game over.
I've always made the mistake of thinking, okay, I make these observations and it seem I can recognize there's a difference between limitation and non-limitation, but still that's an observation. So it's not the observation that really makes the difference. It's
No, because the
being yourself.
observation is all illusory. You know? Oh, I'm observing in my dream a fish with wings. And I find it quite fascinating. But then I wake up and I say, oh, there's no fish with wings. Well, I mean, there are actually, there's flying fish and such. But for this explanation, it's like, oh, that appeared very interesting at a time, but now I know it's not true. I don't need to sit there and explain it and figure it out. And even the best way, Maharaj says, prior to beingness, did you know anything about anything? Thinking, thoughts, prayer, meditation? Nothing. After beingness, nothing. Beingness is always, you're experiencing the beingness because of holding the body form. So therefore, you can kind of dip your cup into this nectar and, oh,
But
so that I.
you had to be there, like you always say, you had to be there.
Exactly. Exactly. To recognize or realize your beingness, it's your beingness, belongs to you, so to speak. Just like that's why they say my car or my house or my shirt. So whether this beingness, whether this sense of presence, whether this I am is there or not, this feeling, you are. I am, I exist. Presence, beingness appeared to you and will disappear. It's transitory. But it's the doorway, as Nisargadatta Maharaj says. On the one side of this doorway is world and all these sort of looking and experiencing things. On the other side is your own self. But the I am, the sense of presence, is just the door. It's the key to the illusion. Because on the other side, there's just you. There's no illusion. There's no nothing. It's just your own selfless self. And that's the reality because all of the illusion is just appearing within that you are. So it can be zero or get. And yet, do your job, do your duties, take care of all your responsibilities. Now that you know yourself, this conviction is going to deepen. The more you remain with your selfless self and you stop being involved in all these things, and it's like when the mind comes, oh, the flow of thought come, you'll be like, oh, wait a minute. Mind came along with the body. Mind cannot give me any thoughts, ideas, or images about myself because it doesn't know myself. It's a layer. So when I sit there and try to figure myself out through the mind doesn't know the true self. It came after. Mind, ego, intellect came along with the body. So it can't present any ideas, images, thoughts, nothing, nothing, nothing about the reality because it only knows the illusion. It's a library filled with illusory experiences based on a wrong perception that I am somebody else. So now when mine knock knocks on the door, okay, come, do your thing. I have no interest in you. What can you say? Just like we talked about black and white TV and color TV. You know, you're sitting watching black and white TV and you're like, well, wait a minute, this black and white TV, it's not, this is not the image. This is not the reality. What are you doing? It's that apparent. And that's how they talk about discrimination between the real and the unreal. And the real and the unreal isn't the things or the spiritual paths or anything like that. It's your own self and everything else. Everything else is unreal. You, as you said, there's just myself, like this self, this beingness, this sense of presence. That's it. Everything else is on the other side and is illusion. Mind presents an image about the other side of illusion. Okay, nice, enjoy. No disturbance. Be normal, be simple, be humble, be always with you. You know, don't go shouting from the rooftops, oh, I got it. Because the I that got it is appearing within you and is absolutely illusion. And the you that you are is providing the energy for it to appear like this you that you are not has gotten something. But an illusory something can't catch anything, can't get anything. And we go back right away when this sentence to dream. You're a rock star in your dream. You're driving a nice limousine. They're taking you around. They're showering you with gold. You wake up and nothing was true. But for a time, it seemed very true. When the body stops functioning and is no longer to sustain the essence, you very much are. There's no death, no birth, no effect of any kind. And now you can see if the whole world were to explode, would that affect your selfless self? The entire world is projected on your spontaneous presence.
My mind
That
wants
good.
to think what the selfless self went through all this trouble to make a it just took all this time to develop a world that evolved into such and such, and now it's gonna all be destroyed. It's like
But who cares about that?
but that's a mental that's it, you know it's still it's not gonna, you're not gonna be able to figure out, well, what was it all for anyway? You're just gonna
No.
figure it out.
Because in reality, nothing's happening. So to sit there and say, why is nothing happening? How is this making sense? Nothing is actually happening.
But that's
Identification
only.
with a body form allows a telescope into the quote unquote waking dream state, which is just like at night, you fall asleep, you're projecting the dream, you're also witnessing the dream, you're also participating in the dream. Everything is coming from you. You wake up and you understand this. Now that you know yourself in a real sense, you can look around and say, oh, this entire waking is just another dream. It's a long dream. experienced through the telescope of Keith. And as Keith's body was a little child all the way to a grown man and then old man, you never changed.
So
There
there,
was, go ahead.
so I, my the mind will want to say,
There's
well,
no mind.
there has
You
to
know
be a
this.
reason, there has to be a reason for this limited experience.
There never was a limited experience. It was only your perception for a time that it was a limited experience, that it's Keith's experience, that Keith is somehow an individual. When now you know yourself in a real sense, there's no Keith. Keith is a lump of the five elements that you used to identify with as your own self because you felt the beingness through this body form.
Yeah, I know I'm.
Maharaj says, spirit clicked with the body, and you said, I. And then I got the label Keith. But Keith is the label of the body. And quite frankly, had your parents named you Sam, then you would be saying, well, how am I not Sam? And then you say, oh, you know, some of this teaching goes against my religion or whatever, but when did you come across religion? When you came across with the body, but you're not body, so you can throw that away.
Somehow all this came from me.
You are the source, not Keith, and not Keith trying to be a spiritual presence. It's the reality. The reality came from you,
Came
but
from the
the
self itself.
reality, nothing came from you. They're appearances. Again, we use dream. Keith, the body, with the label of body, Keith, lays down. Formlessly, a dream world is projected with form, with activity, with speaking. And you're taking the video shooting of this whole thing. Because when you wake up, you say, oh, I remember these parts of the dream, or I had a good dream or bad dream or whatever. So you're fully there, fully experiencing it. But all of this manifestation came from nothing and dissolves back into nothing. And now that you know yourself in a real sense, you understand that this waking manifestation evolved from nothing and dissolves back into nothing. No birth, no death, no dying, no killing, no being born, no troubles, no sorrow, no nothing, 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 nothing.
It's just like in virtual reality is, you know, if you they have these virtual ma reality machines, and you know that the virtual reality of the machine is smoke and mirrors, and it's not real. And actually that's the truth with what we thought this world was real too.
You have an avatar.
It's just a virtual reality.
You have an avatar, Keith, basically. Only you identified, like you're playing, as you mentioned, the virtual reality. But the problem was you forgot that you were playing the virtual reality and you started really thinking that Keith, the character that you're moving about, is of importance. And oh my God, I have to protect Keith because the body. This is how Maharaj talks about the ants. The ants. The presence within the body of an ant understands, oh, I exist. So when water comes, these ants scurry away because they want to protect the body. Or like he gave that horrible story about the monkey, the mother monkey and the baby monkey, and the water is coming in, and the mother lifts the baby, and the more water is coming, she tries to save the baby. Oh, more water is coming. She starts drowning. She stands on the baby to try and get the last breath. Because your body preservation is ingrained deep. Yeah, sorry, Renee. That was a horrible story. But Maharaj, yeah, told that. Renee's like, oh.
John,
Yes,
in
yes.
the waking dream, the only thing is in the sleep dream, it's so vague. You don't, after you get up, you don't have a name for those people. Some have name, From the waking dream, they come to the sleep. But in sleep dream, there's a unit of people, same thing. Then it becomes, that's why it becomes more struggle, I feel. You feel more absorbed in that waking dream, thinking, oh, same people, how can it be? Sleep dream is not like that. It's easy to drop it. I don't know.
But knowing yourself in the real sense, because you're not actually, the so-called sleeping dream is taking place within the waking dream. And the waking dream, you have not woken up with yet.
Exactly, yes.
When you know yourself in the real sense, then all these body relations, you know, oh yeah, it's nice. Do your job, do your duties, take care of your family, have family responsibility. This is fine. But you know yourself in the real sense. And truly, when the body is no longer able to sustain the essence, there won't be a carrying over of, oh, where did all the family go and all this sort of thing. You, again, because presence is everything everywhere and it's all the long dream, your son, daughter, husband, whatever, is you're continuing this whole through thing from them because they're still, this
yes.
body can no longer sustain the essence, but the essence is. So there's no need for the essence to remember or forget or anything because it's just a, it just is. The manifestation is continuing. They talk about, you know, forms are being created and destroyed, created and destroyed, created and destroyed. And all of that is within the formlessness that you are. You know, the dinosaurs, the presence gave power, energy, movement to the dinosaurs. And that same presence that hasn't aged one day in 6 million years or whatever is now powering these bodies that we're seeing here.
So there's no evolution for the self.
No. It's like in the Bible, they talk about I'm the Alpha and the Omega. Before Abraham was, I am. This is that same. Like, you are. There's never a time you are not. You cannot not be. It's not... And nothing can destroy you. Nothing can make you cease to exist. You're the reality. You are that. And all of this is an appearance within that. You are.
Sometimes I tell people that if they get involved in this pursuit, that they'll most likely they'll end up like me, starting to recognize that my experience matches that of the guru who is either writing or speaking. It ends up being like match, you know, it's like there's my experience is the same as what he says his is.
Yeah, this is, as you read the book, oh, it's my story. You know, as you come as a seeker, this is implanted within your body. All I want to know myself in the real sense. And you take this body to go out and find this knowledge because this is what you understand. I need to find this knowledge. You read the books and you do this and you listen to videos and all these sort of things. And at first, it seems very fantastical, like, oh, you know, is there really such a thing as true peace and all this? But your earnestness, you want to know. You read the books, and then you go see the master. You know, if this is the way everything is happening, you listen to the master, and the master knows himself completely. So he knows, like, this is the reality. It's the most beautiful thing because if this was just like snake oil sales and we were like, you know, oh, spend $100 a month and $99 down and all this kind of stuff, and then you couldn't discover this for yourself because it wasn't true. But if you do the investigation, you sit with your selfless self, you really experience with direct experience what the master is saying. It's like, wow, okay, this is real. And it's real because this is the reality. The master says, accept your selfless self. There's no God, there's no Brahman, there's no Paramatman, there's no master. Nothing is there. And like Maharaj says, you say to yourself through mind, how can I be this little me? Well, this little me is not that. So don't think, oh my God, I'm God. That's amazing. That's really great. Let me tell all my friends, you know. No, because you get to know yourself in a real sense, and then the little me that you believed yourself to be turns out to be not so held together with anything other than wrong memories. As Maharaj says, wrong files in your computer, and the meditation, the mantra is the antivirus software to remove the wrong files. Once the wrong files are removed, you start operating more normally. And you get to know yourself in a real sense. The earnestness is there. Yes, I must know myself.
And I always have this it's always all along this journey, it's been in my mind, well, I get these experiences of peace and beauty and stuff, and I starting to get the sense of what you've been saying all along, that it's really all been myself in the beginning, and it's not, there are no others in a sense. And that's, you know, that might take some getting used to,
But who's to get used to it?
but
And whenever you
man,
want to
this
try to
is
get used
there.
to it, or you want to start to say, how do I navigate the world now that I know myself? You just remain with yourself as self. You've been navigating the world quite well. You know, when you were a little baby in the womb, you didn't have to, if you were an adult in the womb, you'd be like, oh, I hope my fingers grow and I'm, you know. Yeah, every single one of my nails grows exactly perfect, and I'd like my nose not to be too long or too short, and my ears and this and that. If that was the thinking mind in a womb, this is what's happening. But when you're in the womb, there's no knowing of yourself. It's just presence, and the everything is doing for you. There's nothing you need to do because you're not a doer and there's no deed. And now you know this. So go forth, enjoy. One, you know, do your job, do your duties. Whatever comes in front of you, you'll start to experience this as scenes are just appearing and disappearing before my own selfless self. And none of it is true. I don't have to be so heavily involved. I'm no longer, if I'm going to start to channel surf, I can now go to a channel, watch like 45 seconds or 4 minutes, no difference. Switch to the next channel and know, like, oh my God, this channel, what am I missing or anything? Because it's just scenes appearing and disappearing. And it'll happen more and more and more and more. The more you remain, the closer you get, the deeper you get within your own selfless self. As Maharaj says, it's very, very interesting. Everything just is just scenes appearing and disappearing. And no need to sit there and say, wow, there's no thoughts, because there's nothing to think about. When you absolutely know that the world is entirely illusion and you know yourself in a real sense, then there's no need to engage with thoughts about the illusory existence. There's just spontaneous action in the moment without an actor and without trying to limit yourself with concepts in any way. You just kind of space in space. And again, if at all you want to compare, compare yourself to sky or space. Remain with your selfless self, because that's the reality. And yes, you are able to remain with your selfless self using the bodily faculty of attention. It's again, dipping the cup into the nectar of immortality and selfless self intoxication.